Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Messages Oracle deck, and I have this card, Slow It Down, Moonstone, Slow It Down. It says here, the heart wants what the heart wants, and it's what it wants when it wants, and it wants what it wants when it wants it. No, and the heart wants what the heart wants, and when it wants it, and it wants it when it wants it. You know what I mean, I think. Hope. All right. But the timing isn't always right. Maybe you want something before the other person is ready for it, or vice versa. Suffice to say, you might need to slow things down. This isn't just about patience. It's about actively slowing down. Stop pushing too hard and be strong and shine your light. Focus on what you want and not what you don't want. Actually, I hear that a lot. Focus on what you want and what you and not what you don't want, because apparently the law of attraction says that if you focus on what you don't want, you are more than likely attracting the thing you don't want more than you are attracting the things that you do want. So focus on what you want and not what you don't want. You're stronger than you know. This situation is asking you're asking about is fertile. Be graceful and wait without trying to force anything or anyone. Trying to rush a person or a situation isn't likely to work out for you right now. So what you can do is take a step back. You might hold a moonstone whilst you meditate now. You might. To help you stay patient and allow events to unfold. This sublimely feminine stone that has strong associations with the moon. That's a moonstone. Well, you know, as it says on the tin. Explore your goddess energy and stay strong, centered in your own power instead of dissipating your energy and focus on what you can't control. So realistically, right, this is about anything that you might be actively trying to pursue, whether that be a job or whether that may be harmony in an argument, whether it might be money, whether it might be, well, anything really. If you are constantly pushing to get something, then you get into this point of frustration. And frustration leads into a lack of concentrating and focus on what you want. And it leads to things like anger or aggression, or it leads to annoyance, which then lowers your vibration, which means the thing that you are trying to attract will sort of be like, don't want to go near that. So you want to focus more on the A, positive, and B, having faith in yourself and that what you want will come true. This isn't just about relationships, by the way. This is about pretty much anything. So if we're constantly like an elastic band, like if you pull an elastic band really, really, really hard, eventually it breaks. If you put a bridge under too much tension, it will fall. Okay. Anything that you're pushing too hard to get will eventually just be like, do you know what? Why? So try to keep your vibration high by having a bit more faith in your ability to manifest and see things, because we do get blocked often. And what was I just saying about frustration leading to confusion, something similar to that. It will just make you make mistakes, okay? And so will desperation. So take a step back, all right? Take a breather, take a pill, not a pill, like a chill pill, and reevaluate, reassess the situation and then go forward, okay? Because maybe sometimes when you want something really, really desperately, because you can't get it, you want it that much more. And sometimes because you've put in so much time, effort and energy, you feel like you deserve something from it and you might not even want it anymore. This could be even in a relationship, just because you've been in it for like months and months and months and it's going nowhere, and you know it is in your heart. And you just feel like, no, the more love I put in, then it will definitely happen. You need to take a step back and see if it does happen. Don't put any more in. Work effort. If you're putting in so much effort at work, hoping that your boss will turn around and say, wow, amazing work. maybe take a step back. Maybe you'll realize that you're not as appreciated as you want to be, and you never will be. Maybe stop fooling yourself. Take a step back. In family situations, maybe you can't get your point across because two people are arguing all the time and you're trying to really, really get your point across. Take a step back. Basically, take a step back. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.